告诉我们。所以领受医治的关键呢，就是你一定要有一个领受的信心，信心也是领受的信心。首先我们医治的根基是建立在两点，第一点，神他愿意医治你啊；第二点，他能够医治你；第三点，神他现在就要医治你啊。信心的三个要素，当你有了这三个要素，你的信心就是完全的。所以神他愿意而且能够并且现在就要医治你，因为信心是现在，信心不是将来，盼望是将来。不要说哎，某一天神要医治我，不，神今天就要医治你。就像圣经说的，信心是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。什么意思呢？就是还没有实现，但我把它当作实现了啊。我把未来还没有发生的事情拉到现在，透过信心，意思是主啊，我感谢你已经医治了我啊。虽然也许感觉上还不太对头，但是我们不凭感觉，信心是凭神的话语。圣经上有很多关于医治的经文，说因着耶稣受的鞭伤使你已经得到医治，在英语用的是过去时，意思是你的医治是2000年前就发生的啊。为什么你没有得着呢？因为你没有用领受的信心去支取。所以今天晚上愿神赐给你领受的信心，不凭感觉，不凭看见，主啊，我相信，我领受啊。当神借着他的仆人来祷告的时候，这是一个信心的跳板啊。有跳板，意思就好像帮助你跳得更远啊，那你的信心就能跳到彼岸，那你就得着了医治，就这么简单啊。如果你有足够的信心，你甚至不需要神仆人为你祷告，你只需要把神的话语运用在自己身上，宣告主啊，因你受的鞭伤我已经得到医治了。当然很多家人他信心达不到那个层次，所以神也预备了另外的方法呢，就是给你一个信心的跳板，借着这些受恩膏的仆人，他们透过网络来为你祷告，你的信心与他同步，因为神是同一合一的祷告，神必垂听啊。若有两三个人同一合一的奉主的名求什么，主必为他们成就啊。所以这也是信心的一个运用啊。所以根据每个人信心的层次，所以每位家人，我们要把自己的信心啊运用起来，不要这个只是等候一个感觉啊，感觉是最靠不住的啊。你的感觉会告诉你这里痛那里痒，但你的信心会告诉你，因耶稣受的鞭伤你已经得到医治，现在起来行走，领受你的医治，医治已经在你里面发生了，耶稣已经为你的健康买了单，耶稣已经在2000年前为你钉在十字架上。圣经说因他受的鞭伤你已经得到医治，圣经说他诚然担当我们的软弱，代替我们的疾病。耶稣的救恩包括了医治，神的名字也叫耶和华拉法。现在把你的手放在需要得医治的位置，把你的手放在需要得医治的位置。如果你的孩子病了，把手放在你的孩子身上。如果是眼睛，就放在眼睛上。如果是耳聋的，把手放在耳聋的耳朵上，把你的手指头探进耳朵里。准备好领受医治。医治的大能现在要临到你，在这个时刻，医治的大能要横扫列国，在现在，在现在。 当我们伸手的时候是很特别的，就像摩西伸出杖来，红海分开了。当我们伸手面向你，圣灵的大能就会临到你，无论你在哪里，不用管你在哪里。哪怕你在监狱里，也不影响。
This is the moment of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的时刻。
This is for you.
为着你预备的。
This is for you.
为着你预备的。
When Pastor Benny came all the way from the United States to be here.
辛巴尼从美国来到这里。
This is your day.
这是给你的时刻。现在我们来向你伸手。亲爱的主啊，天父阿爸，全能的上帝，亲爱的耶稣，克里斯牧师和我现在来向会众伸手，伸向会众。我们同心合意，医治你的百姓，让你医治的大能，死而复活的能力，现在来运行在每一位家人身上，医治他们，恢复他们，医治他们的生命，医治他们的家庭，奉主耶稣的名。主啊，纪念你的话，彼得的影子都能医治病人。圣灵医治的大能现在就运行，医治他们。圣灵的大能，医治的大能，医治，医治。我们呼求你的名。当我们说到耶稣的名，你的名字，现在就来医治我们。当我们呼求耶稣的名，现在医治，医治领导他们，医治领导他们，当他们说到耶稣的名，医治，医治，有能力在你的话语中，有生命在你的话语中，医治，医治领导他们，当他们呼求你名的时候，医治他们，奉主耶稣的名医治。主啊，感谢你使他们得释放得自由，因着耶稣的名赞美你，向耶稣举手呼求耶稣的名，举手呼求耶稣的名，呼求耶稣的名，呼求耶稣的名，呼求耶稣的名。 每位家人呼求耶稣的名，耶稣的名，耶稣的名，耶稣拯救者，拯救我的灵魂体，耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，呼求耶稣的名，哈利路亚。西巴巴巴西。信心的手，信心的触摸，就能摸到耶稣的衣裳穗子。让你的信心活过来。奉主耶稣的名，我命令瞎眼离开，耳聋离开，哑巴离开，瘸腿的行走。我斥责所有的疾病，我斥责所有疾病的灵，瘫痪的灵，奉耶稣的名，我命令你现在离开那个身体，从他的身体上，从他的眼睛、耳朵、骨头、白体都要离开，奉耶稣的名，离开他们的家，再也不要回来。疾病现在离开，现在得医治，所以你的身体、灵魂都得医治。奉主耶稣的名，现在得到医治，血液得到医治，血液得到洁净。奉主耶稣的名，领受那个医治，现在你得医治了，你得医治了，你得医治了，已经做成了，哈利路亚。奉主耶稣的名，已经做成了，哈利路亚，赞美主，已经做成，已经做成，哈利路亚，欢呼雀跃，已经做成了，感谢耶稣，哈利路亚，已经做成了，感谢你耶稣，哈利路亚，荣耀归给主，哈利路亚。无论你在哪里，开始欢庆感恩的祷告，感谢主已经医治了你，感谢主已经医治你了。你见证发到群里啊，不要发到房间，发到群里，有见证的家人发到群里去，微信群。房间不要打字啊。
This is from Malawi, Bridget.
From Malawi.
Yes, Bridget from Malawi. And she says, I have been managing, Bridget Magaga from Malawi is 15 years old. I was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia for 11 years. Through medication, she developed a stroke and epilepsy for 11 years, which made her unable to walk and do things as a normal child. She also stopped going to school.
现在是做见证的时间啊，你可以在这个时间打字到你的那个微信群里面，有什么见证，像刚才谁领受了医治，疼痛离开了，哪里疼痛离开你了，你感觉能做到做不到的动作， 你可以打字到微信群里面，不要打字这里，打到微信群里。
This is Lau Angong from Kenya. Lau says, for 2 months, I have been in constant pain due to rheumatic fever. My joints and chest area were painful, and it has caused recurring swellings in my body. But my story changed today.He says, glory to God. During the ministration, Pastor, the power of God was so strong on my body that my whole body was trembling under the power of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, I realized that the pain was gone.
对，不要关注啊，这个时候打字到那个微信群里面。
Hallelujah, Pastor. But also one from Malawi. Chifundu is 44 years old, and he had challenges with his leg for 3 years. He couldn't walk properly. He couldn't bend.And as you and Pastor Benny was praying for the sick, all of a sudden his leg just came right. He said, I walk properly now and I can bend that right.
Praise God.
Wonderful. Pastor, this is Teresa from Malaysia. Teresa suffered unrelenting severe pains in her stomach for the past 2 weeks. It had been difficult to do her daily chores and move around. So today,As I was translating the healing streams, live healing services, with the man of God, Pastor Chris and Pastor Benny, he said, while he was praying for the sick, I suddenly felt that constant pain disappear. Now I'm free and I'm healed.
Praise God. Wonderful. This is from Zimbabwe, and it's from Pastor Millicent. She says, my 1-year-old was running a terrible temperature and was nauseous and very weak.For the past few days, he was too weak to eat and play. Today, as the men of God, Pastor Chris and Pastor Benny, were praying for the sick, my baby got healed. The temperature suddenly became normal. The nausea ceased. He is now playing and jumping. Glory to God.
Praise God. Wonderful. 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 I want you to do, he's the Christ.
现在是敬拜啊。好的，那个刚才换一个头像啊，那个带脚的头像不好。我是用别的号，现在是敬拜啊，能听见声音吧？接下来是克里斯或西曼尼要讲到了。有见证的家人打到群里去啊，微信群里，不要打到这里。敬拜是描写耶稣基督，他是我们得救的唯一的道路、真理、生命、平安在我们的心里面。主是世界之光，喜乐的光照耀我。非常美好，你为我们从死里复活。你是万王之王，和平的君王，你充满上帝的智慧，描写耶稣基督的赞美主，每位家人来敬拜他。哈利路亚。 要点关注啊。你是我们心灵的平安，主耶稣。希巴拉布希拉罗布勒勒，哇！我们称颂你的名为大，哈利路亚！沙巴基巴哈圣德勒。Shandri Harabon Shandri Hir Sambai Ba Sambara Harabush Sibahai Ba Shandri Hirabu Shandala Harabush La 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 La主配得，主是伟大的。请坐，我们现在开始分享信息。
And just so you know, Pastor Benny has a very special message for you tomorrow.
明天西班尼晚上为你讲的，今天我讲的，克里斯讲的。
I want to share these very important points with you.
今天我分享非常重要的一个信息。
On the heavenly kingdom.
讲到天国，耶稣的国。
The heavenly kingdom of Jesus Christ.
天国。
And by the way, you may have to, you may have to give us, Mr. Salomon, more sound of the monitors. That's be helpful. These are the monitors here. Okay. Now I said the heavenly kingdom.
天国
of Jesus Christ.
天国
And why is this important? You'll know in a second.Did you know one of the charges for which Jesus was condemned was that he declared himself to be a king?
Jesus
said he was.
说他是王。当别人问他的时候，他说我是。
Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?"
比拉多问他：“你是王吗？”
And Jesus said, "To this end was I born."
耶稣说：“我为此而生。”
To be a witness the truth.
我是真理，为要见证真理。
Ask him, "Are you a king?"
为何比拉多问？
An interesting statement. He said,
你是王呢？
My kingdom is not of this world.
耶稣说：“我的王国不在这地上。”
So Pilate said, "You mean you're a king?"
比拉多问他：“你是王吗？”
And Jesus answered in the affirmative. So if Jesus stated that he was a king,
如果耶稣停留在他是王的位置
，that means he was the ruler.Of a kingdom.
说明他是王国的统治者。
Where was his kingdom? Since he said that his kingdom was not of this world.
但是他说我的国不在这地上。
So where was his kingdom?
那么他的国在哪里呢？
So keep that in your mind. First thing is that Jesus said that he was a king.
首先你要确认一点，耶稣他是王，是统治者。
And then he said.My kingdom is not of this world.
然后他说：“我的国不在这地上。”
His kingdom was foreign to this world. Jesus had a kingdom that was foreign to this world.
那说明耶稣的国，它是仿佛天国入侵地面一样，不在地上。
So they didn't understand his kingdom.
所以他们不能够理解这个王国的概念。
And they wondered at him.
所以他们问这些问题。
The third thing I want you to bear in mind.
那么
Jesus had a mission.
首先你要确认一点，耶稣他有一个使命。
He had a mission.
他有使命来到地上。
And his mission was to extend the influence and power of his kingdom to this world.
他的使命是使天国，他的王国入侵地面，或者说征服地，统治地面。
He wanted to bring the blessings, the goodness of his kingdom.
他想要把他王国的美善。
That's why he came.
美好都临到这个 地球，使它光明国度来驱散黑暗的国度。因为这个世界充满了毁坏，而耶稣带着他的国来到天国，入侵地面。
That's why he came. He said, "My kingdom is for."
所以这是为什么耶稣来的原因。卡了一下啊。
Was to extend the benefits.
是为了扩张、扩展神的国度，临到地面，使神的救恩临到地面，救恩。
That's a word.
救恩，你从这个词呢？地球上没有这个词。那么什么是救恩呢？
In our minds, we have an idea.
在我们的思想里面。
But most have never looked into the Word of God to know what it really means.
我们并不认识救恩这个词。究竟救恩是什么意思呢？
When you're told that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
当你听人说，当你信耶稣，你就得救。什么叫得救呢？得救是什么意思？得救是什么意思呢？
What salvation is?
救恩是什么意思呢？
You ready? Salvation is to deliver.
救恩是来拯救。
Make whole.
医治。
And preserve.
保全。
That's salvation.
这是救恩的意思。
To deliver. Make whole.
释放、医治、保留、保全。所以，当你听见“救恩”这个词，耶稣带来救恩，那就意味着他带来了医治、释放，带来了盼望。带来了拯救，带来了保全，使你得完全。
Understanding the full message of salvation.
所以你要认识救恩的完全的概念。
You're delivered.
你得到释放，脱离了压制，你完全得到医治。意味着什么都不能够再影响你，在你的生命中，神使你得完全，得强壮，像你被创造的原始样子，然后他保全你，意味着他保护你，保守你在一个完全的状态，没有什么伤害，但是神给你的救恩，赞美主。所以你要明白这些。
St. John's Gospel, chapter 20. I'm going to read from verse 30 into 31, and then I'll take you to another part of the Bible. Just listen to these scriptures and follow them. They're on the screen. John was one of the disciples of Jesus. And here's what he said. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事呢，是要叫你信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，使你们叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
He says, he's telling us the purpose for his writing.
所以，这是四福音书的目的。
He says, these are written.
就是为了让你能够相信耶稣是基督。
What do you mean by Christ?
基督什么意思呢？
If you've been participating in the healing streams, you would know that that's something that I've explained again and again. And I'd love to explain.
我重复的讲过很多次了。在我们的医治永留，目的是让你能够确切的清楚，耶稣是基督。什么是基督？基督什么意思呢？原文是希腊文。
Translation
Greece,
of the Hebrew Messiah, English Messiah.
弥赛亚的意思。希伯来文是弥赛亚。
What does it mean? The real meaning of Christ is the God-man.
就是神人 ,God-man.
That is the meaning of Christ.
基督的意思就是神人。
It means God in human flesh.
确切的讲，就是神道成了肉身，神变成了人的样子，叫基督。但是说耶稣是神的儿子，不代表是神。神出生了，神给了耶稣的出生，不是肉体的这种出生。就像你从你父母那里出来的，不是，你是你父亲的生育，这个不是在讲神的儿子，神的儿子是在讲道成了肉身，所以基督的意思就是道成肉身的意思。所以人们不认识耶稣是道成了肉身的神，所以他们就说耶稣亵渎了神。耶稣其实告诉他们事实，我就是神，因为他就是成了肉身的神。所以约翰福音告诉我们说，写这些书的目的呢，就是让你知道耶稣是基督，他是神的儿子。 这样你才会有信心，这样你才能得到永生。什么是永生？那就是神的生命。当你从父母那里出生的时候，那是一个人的生命。但上帝透过耶稣基督赐给了你一个属天的生命，那个叫做永生。那是永生是赐给你的。路加福音一章七十五节到七十六节讲到了。到七十七节。讲到了耶稣基督叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。然后讲是约翰的孩子啊，你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的前面，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。叫他们把罪恶从生命中除去，这样就会明白救恩。罪得赦就是把罪恶从生命中除去。使徒行传三章二十五节。
Unto you first, God having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you.
你们是先知的子孙，也承受神与你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕说，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。神既兴起他的仆人，也就是儿子，就先差他到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转离开罪。所以耶稣来是要祝福你，使你能够脱离罪恶，脱离罪恶。所以神兴起他的儿子来到，先差到你这里来。所以在救恩里面包括了，首先包括了胜过罪的力量，胜过罪的力量。你的生命已经改变了，其实从一个罪恶的生命，从一个邪恶的生命，透过救恩已经转化了，就改变了。这是很重要的。
Remission of sins is important. This is why many people, because they don't understand the removal of sin, they live a life that doesn't change. Let me show you something. What Jesus said to preach.
所以救恩里包括了胜过罪恶的力量。路加福音二十四章四十六节。又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万邦。悔改赦罪的道。有的人说基督教只是为犹太人的，不是的。他说是从耶路撒冷起直到万邦，万邦就全球。基督的道就是悔改赦罪的道，临到万邦的，只不过是从耶路撒冷传起，它只是一个起点而已，它要临到所有的国家。
See, we're to take the message of Christ to all nations.
所以我们要把基督的道理传到万邦，从耶路撒冷开始传起，但不是停留在耶路撒冷。
Very important. Don't you ever forget that. The number two, I want you to understand that in salvation, you're delivered from the jurisdiction of darkness.
第二点，在救恩里包括了你脱离了犹太人的教，犹太教的教，犹太教的黑暗。并且脱离了魔鬼的黑暗权势。我们知道救恩代表着释放，代表着拯救、复活。神释放你脱离罪恶的权势。所以救恩包括了把罪恶脱离罪恶，你脱离了传统的风俗的文化的罪恶，一切的罪恶的权势再不能辖制你，使你活出基督的生活。所以加拉太书也讲到了，就你脱离犹太教的黑暗。加拉太书一章十三节，格罗西书啊，格罗西书一章十三节。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。所以救恩临到的时候，你就是脱离了黑暗的王国，进入到了神爱子的王国。
God's kingdom, the kingdom of His Son, Jesus Christ. Did you see that? All right. Now, we get another one, another beautiful thing. He gives us peace with God.
并且他赐给我们平安。
In oneness with God.
使我们与神合一。
We are at peace with God all the time. You're in oneness with God.
使我们与圣灵合一，与耶稣合一，这是耶稣要做的。零后第五章，十九节，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以救恩是把你和神和好，合一，与主合一。这是很神奇的，非常神奇。神不是来斥责你，而是把你与他合一。罗马书，第五章第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们与耶稣基督和好是因着信心，也就是救恩。所以全世界没有任何宗教能够使你脱离罪恶与神和好，全世界没有这样的宗教，不论他多少年，没有这样的宗教。 没有人能够使人与神和好，没有人能够赦，没有哪个宗教能够赦免罪恶。什么样的宗教能够救你脱离黑暗呢？只有在基督里，你与神和好，你与神和好，与神和好。所以你需要因信称义，与神和好，透过耶稣基督，荣耀归给主，这是非常美好的。救恩里面，救恩里面，使我们与神和好。
The supplanting of your human life, the life with which you were born, the human life with which you were born is replaced. Is replaced with another life. The life of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的生命。
That's the biggest thing in all the world. That's the biggest thing.
这是最大的事情。
That the God nature.
那是神的属性。神的生命能够进入到人的里面，使一个人能够变成神的一部分，转化成神的形象，这是一个非常神奇的事情。一个生命变成另一个生命，这就是基督教，这就是基督教。这就是基督教。所以基督教不是一个宗教。你的人性充满了罪恶，你的人性被黑暗黑化，反而被转化成了一个属天的生命，耶稣基督的光在你里面。所以神称这为永生。英语叫 everlasting life， 或者是永生。但它是有区别的。所以你要知道它失之毫厘，错之千里。
everlasting life
永生
is eternal life with the beginning。
是永远生命的开始。我说永生，它是永恒生命的开端。但神他没有开始，也没有结束。神的生命无法解释。他本身就是永生。约翰福音说，在一章十八节说，从来没有人见过神，唯有他父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。在父怀里的，这是一个非常美好的一个表达，神的儿子。没有人见过神，没有人能见神。唯有父怀里的独生子。意思是再没有像他的，是父怀里的独生子，再没有别的，再找不到一个相像的。他是独一的耶稣。独一的种类。
That's what I mean. The only begotten, the only begotten.
everybody. The monogenes of God, the only kind. He was one kind in all the world. Jesus was born.
耶稣基督。
Think about it. He's growing up. He's a little boy. But he looks like anybody else. He looks like every other kid. But he is God's monogenes.
纵然耶稣道成肉身，长得像常人的孩子，但是他是父怀的独生子，是唯一的族类。他将父表明出来，彰显出来。意思，耶稣就是神。也就是耶稣彰显父神，他是一个意思。原文用了一个词，就是耶稣就是神，只不过道成了肉身而已。所以耶稣道成肉身是来表达父神的，是为了彰显父神的形象，彰显父神的属性。从来没有人见过神，只有耶稣把父神表明出来。而耶稣所拥有的，他愿意给你。这就是他的目的。所以我们被重生，就成为了耶稣的族类。所以你变成了独一的族类，被拣选的族类，耶稣家族的。对，每个人都能够领受这独一的救恩。因为这是白白赐予的，在罗马书6:23，罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在基督耶稣里乃是永生。神的恩赐，神的恩赐是永生。你不需要来挣扎着得着，这是神的恩赐。神的恩赐，只要你相信，这是神的恩赐。永生是神的恩赐，它不是你赚来的。你不能赚来。你不能买来，无论你如何挣扎，你无法得着。你只要来相信就能得着，只要你相信就能得着。从那一刻，耶稣宣告他在你生命中的主权。你要来宣告耶稣是你的生命的主宰。有一天你会发现耶稣是你的主宰，但如果你没有相信他，那一天就太晚了。现在你可以宣告耶稣是你生命的主宰，是你的祝福。为着他给你的生命，为着他给你的恩赐，为着他要给你的爱，那一个永生他还赐给你的，是最有能力的，这个世界不能给你的爱、公义、爱和公义，你从世界上得不着。你的心灵充满了爱，你变成了圣洁公义的。爱与圣洁是世界无法给予你的，但是耶稣要给你的。无论你曾经做过了多少的罪恶 与污秽，耶稣的公义圣洁要成为一个礼物赐给你。耶稣就是那一位公义的。当你站立在神的同在，就像是耶稣基督做的。 你变成了像耶稣那样的圣洁，你拥有了耶稣的属性，耶稣的生命。这正是救恩所表达的意思。罗马书五章十七节，哦，罗马书五章十七节，若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？所以耶稣基督的救恩临到你的时候，你不会被生活打败，你要来胜过生活，你要被耶稣来统治。哈利路亚。思想，所以这是一个礼物，给一切信的人。耶稣赐给所凡所相信的，来得到丰盛的救恩，丰富的恩典，永生的恩赐。现在你就可以得着，当你来相信神的礼物，现在就可以得着。我要为你祷告，我要相信，让你相信耶稣是你的救主。如果你现在接受他，我要告诉你，那么没有什么比这更好的了。他使这一切在基督里变成美好，无论你在哪里。我要你带着全心来相信。你不用说我不懂，你只需要领受我刚才所讲的，我刚才所分享的，你认为它是正确的，是真实的。你的心知道我向你分享的是真实的，就不要再等候，现在就来接受，让神的话语的能力现在就临到你，现在就临到你。跟我一起说，从心灵深处说，主会医治你，救恩现在也要临到你，救恩现在就会临到你。跟我一起说，慈爱的主耶稣，我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，我相信他死在十字架上是要拯救我的灵魂，我相信，我相信神使他从死里复活，他今天活着，永远活着。我用我的口来认罪，我用我的口宣告耶稣是我的主。从今天开始，谢谢你耶稣拯救我的灵魂，我现在拥有永生，我得拯救了，我重生了，我是神的儿子。从今天
Amen。
当你做了这个祷告，神已经听见了，我也为你祷告。天父，奉主耶稣的名，让耶稣的名在他们生命中彰显伟大，魔鬼对于他们没有权势了，因为他们已经进入到神爱子的国里。我祝福他们，祝福他们，祝福他们，圣灵神的恩典现在临到他们。奉耶稣的名，阿们。你是蒙福的，你是蒙福的，你是蒙福的，哈利路亚。你是蒙福的，荣耀归给主，哈利路亚。要给你一个特别的礼物， 这个是一本书啊，可能有电子版，就上面有一个网址，书名叫做《现在你得到了重生》，可以截个图，那有个网址。现在你得到重生，感谢主，神祝福你。
Oh, thank you, Lord.
感谢耶稣，哈利路亚。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢耶稣。
Now, some whom I have not known, we said an hour earlier than usual. We started at 2 p.m. GMT plus 1 today, just in case you didn't know. Of course, we did announce it. We did announce it all the time. We were preparing for this. But just for some who might have been assuming the time to be 3 p.m. instead of 2 p.m. GMT plus 1. I know that for some of you it's morning time.
有的家人你们是半夜，有的是白天。
And some are several hours behind us.
我们是全球每个地方的时差不一样。
Afternoon somewhere. But glory be to God for what He's doing right now.
但荣耀归给主，谢谢他今天晚上所做的。
Today's the first day.
今天是我们的第一天，明天是新班尼讲道。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢耶稣，哈利路亚。
Thank you, Lord. Can I hear a couple of them you have? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor. We have a testimony from Pakistan.
From Pakistan,
有见见证的家人发到微信群里。
Paralyzed for 4 years.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
And as she was watching and you prayed with the healing stream, she got up out of her wheelchair and she's now walking.
Wonderful.
In Pakistan.
Pakistan 的一个家人，他就是
4 years.
4 years 的瘫痪，现在站立起来行走了。
Then we have Iris from Venezuela.
From Venezuela.
She couldn't stand upright or walk properly, but now she's healed of joint pain, sciatica, and scoliosis. She's healed.
Wonderful. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God.
Pastor, you prayed for Ravi on the screen.
Yes.
And he was on the wheelchair. Half of his body was paralyzed, but instantly he got up as you and Pastor Benny were praying for him, and he started walking.
I remember...
From here, everything.
That's right, that's right. Oh, congratulations, Ravi. Congratulations. Glory to God.
有见证的家人发到群里面。感谢。
Now, there's some who came to share their amazing testimonies with us today. I'll pray for you in a second.
This is from Kinshasa.
Just a second, please. Where are those who came to share their testimonies with us?Come. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious.
神是充满恩典的神。
The Lord is gracious. Oh, that's wonderful.
赞美主，哈利路亚。
Wonderful. That's the musician.Yes, I remember.
这是今天来见证的家人，哈利路亚。
The Lord is wonderful. Thanks for coming all the way.
感谢主，祝福你们。有两个华人啊。
But which one was dead? You were dead. Interesting. That's your wife.
这个是死而复活的见证。
The pastor's wife.So you didn't want, you didn't want to let him go.
这个人死而复活的见证。
Gracious.
感谢主。
God is gracious.
神是恩典的神。
Amazing. They came all the way to share their amazing testimonies with us later on the program.
这是今天晚上做见证的家人。
You from Sweden, from Eritrea. You came from Sweden, live in Sweden now. Where the guy who jumped up from the stretcher? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Glory be to God. You were praying for your family members. Yeah, I heard what you said. God heard you. He heard you. He heard you. This is a pastor. From Iran. I'm sure you're going to pray for him. I think you should pray for him. Yes, I'll pray for the others. But I want you to pray for this man.
伊朗的一个牧师.
Yes, sir. And the one from South Africa, you were sharing that wonderful testimony. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thanks for your grace, Lord. Thank you for each one. From Russia.
这是俄国的, 长得像中国人。
Was she on a stretcher? Last healing streams? Oh, wonderful! God is great. Precious Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing each one.
先来祝福每一位做见证的。
He has a calling to the ministry, this guy. So I'm going to ask the two of you, as Ben is going to pray for both of you, right? You come this way.
以曼尼为他们祷告, 这是两个牧师。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
做见证的家人还有一个殊荣的 还能够被安守祷告
西曼尼对华人有负担
你看他叫华人出来
Okay, she's the testifier, and she's the translator.
I am your translator. So you...
Chimani单独叫这两个华人.
You came here from China.
Yes.
Chimani上次给我们祷告也是专门把华人团队叫出来.
Can I give you a hand?
他第一句要的就是华人. 他对华人很有负担.
I love the people of China.
他说我爱华人,
I pray for you.
我为中国人祷告,
for all the time that the Lord
我一直为中国人祷告, 求神拯救中国,
because you have suffered.
因为你们有逼迫,
suffered persecution.
逼迫,
and I pray the Lord will bring a great, great move of the Spirit.
求主圣灵大能的运行在中国.
A lady wrote me a letter years ago. I have it framed in my home. She said years ago, she's a pastor in China, the underground church.
她说华人,
she said years ago, all they would do
好几年,
is they would watch Bunky and myself on the old, those old tapes, you know.
他们经常去看我和布永康的布道。
And she said, you have no idea how blessed we are.
他说你不知道我们多么蒙福 这是一个华人的朋友告诉西曼尼的 我很感恩 感谢主 谁来祝福你 每位家人站起来为中国祷告 求神大能的运行在中国 有两个国家 有大能的运行 就是伊朗和中国正在有圣灵运行成长很快 伊朗也开始有福音的爆炸 伊朗的南部是教会增长最快的一个地方 中国也是教会增长很快的 中国和伊朗成长的都很快
But we need to pray right now for China.
所以我们要为中国祷告。
Would you pray in your lap?
为中国祷告。
But you pray in it's Mandarin or Chinese?
你们是用普通话是吧？
So you pray first.
你们用普通话先祷告。
You know, just two or three minutes and talk to the Lord and ask Him to move in China.
你们来代表中国祷告。
With fervency, you know.
啊，求主帮助这个姐妹，她不是个牧师。求主帮助他来祷告。
You let her use the mic.
Thank you, Pastor. 在主耶稣基督的名里，我宣告。
用普通话祷告。
我们伟大的中国，
奉耶稣的名，
将成为这个世界上将福音传遍地极的那个最最伟大的国家。在主耶稣基督的名里，我们整个国家。所有的人民，每一个家庭，每一个角落，都被大大的被圣灵所充满。在主耶稣基督的名里，神的爱光照着每一个角落。哈利路亚，感谢赞美神，亲爱的阿爸天父，感谢你，赞美你，感谢你的爱，感谢你的良善，感谢你一切的信实。哈利路亚，感谢你，感谢你将这所有的永恒不朽的生命带给这个世界上所有的灵魂。哈利路亚，感谢。
感谢主，哈利路亚。好，辛巴尼亚为中国祷告。求主也派中国的牧师来这里做见证，就可以为中国祷告。这个是个姐妹啊，她不是牧师，所以她也不知道怎么祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
这是一个很好的机会啊！如果有一个华人的牧师在这里，就能够做一个很好的祷告。
With love, God, because of your love, you have light everyone who are in the darkness.And every Chinese people, and every family, and the Holy Spirit will spread and fruit of every family in China. Hallelujah. 在主耶稣基督的名。Of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
请你打开每一个人的眼睛。Please open everyone's eyes.让他们眼睛看到，让他们的耳朵听到。Let their eyes can be open. Let their eyes can be seen. Let their ears can be open to hear, to see.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna tell you something. Back in the 90s, I was invited by the Chinese government to come to Beijing. Yeah. And very few people know that.There was three of us invited. It was Pat Robertson, Paul Crouch, myself. Separately. I was the only preacher, they told me, that was hosted in the People's Hall for dinner in Beijing. And I did not know why I was there. So I took some pastors with me.
他说他去过北京。
They said, well, because you have influence in America and we want to pass the trade agreement.The trade agreement at that time was in Congress. They were hoping I would help them somehow by saying something on my program about it.
因为他在美国的影响力，所以政府邀请他去北京，可能是一个官方的邀请。目的是让他在他的福音节目上能够有说什么。
And I had a group of preachers with me, Fred.Your friend Roberts from Africa and others. He was an apostle in South Africa, this man. And this one of the officials says to me, he says, you know, he says that the church in China will not survive. I get very angry with him.
有一个南非的牧师说
He said, well, they believe in healing. They're mostly peasants who believe in healing. He said, that's not going to last.And then I said, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail.
说中国的教会已经活不下去了。我说你说的不对。 耶稣说我建造我的教会阴间的门不能胜过，所以华人的教会不会被消灭，所以教会会始终活着。无论逼迫有多大，耶稣比政府更大，耶稣是最强的。所以我们今天祷告，神就会做。我们每一天要为中国祷告，我也会让克里斯的团队每一天为中国祷告。这个是伊朗的，伊朗的牧师。你看伊朗的小国家都有牧师去，所以我们下一回也得参加医治永留的现场，这样能代表中国祷告，不然的话让两个小姐妹就 难为他们了。下次我们需要参加医治永留的现场了，我们现在是线上，现场的话我们可以代表中国来祷告，就这么多万国的人参与，效果还是很好。
I know one thing. Before God takes me home, I will.
这是尼日利亚的克里斯的医治永留项目。
I've known that for years.
但这个节目有六亿人，六十亿人参加线上，所以影响力是最大的。在这样的一个特会来为中国祷告，是效果一定非常好。求主预备下一次我们能够在这样的现场来祷告。去年我们参加这个新班尼的肯尼亚特会，他也叫我们全部上台，也为中国祷告。这个新班尼对中国有很大的负担，别的国家团队他都没有叫，就第一句就叫中国团队上。哈利路亚。现在是为伊朗祷告。这家伙浪费机会说你现在想让我祷告啥，他说给我的腿祷告，应该为你的国家祷告。起码你说忘记你的腿。对，他们都浪费机会，这么好的机会不好好为自己国家祷告，想啥呢？
Lord, bless this wonderful pastor in Jesus' mighty name.
求主祝福他。
Power descend on him. Thank you, Lord, for anointing.
Thank you. Amen. 浪费机会了吧？不为国家祷告就摸他一下。
You're from Tunisia.
所以你必须要有一个国度的胸怀，有负担才行。
Good. Okay. And then you're on the.
这是另外两个。
I'm sorry. I got a calling. You have a calling to be back in Tunisia.
他是印尼的。
Going back now to Tunisia. Good. Lord, use him. I'm sorry.
I just lost my brother.46 years old
from heart disease, so we have that kind of warfare. I want a special prayer for my
family to be protected also. Lord, first of all,
we pray that you
bless him. 求主来祝福他，
引导他，where you will for his life and ministry,
进入侍奉，
open the doors,
为他打开门，
for this man to minister the gospel,
来传福音，
in Tunisia.
Thank you.
传给印尼，
the entire world, come to your knowledge, wonderful Jesus. Now, Lord, lead that man and his family. Is that only God? Is that only?
Oh, glory to God. Thank you all very much, Jacob Baptist. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. I understand that we have some ministers even from Iran. We're going to see, we're going to be here till Sunday. We'll introduce again several others. Yes, from Iran and other countries. So we've got several ministers of the gospel with us. On Sunday, we're going to be introducing them to you. Is that Pastor Asman? How are you? Good to see you. Yeah, still Sunday.
有很多的列国的牧师来到我们这里参加我们的这个聚会，这些都是一些国际有名的牧者。
Always a joy to see you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Pastor Dan.
还有新班尼的那个助理牧师。
Everybody loves Pastor Dan.
这个牧师比较幽默的。
Oh, did you catch it? Hi, Kai. Did I get it? Bishop Kai. Come. I didn't know you were this tall. My goodness, I see you on TV. You don't look this tall, you're always sitting. So, oh my goodness, the guy's tall. Good to have you.
列国的一些大牧都来到这个参加一直永留一个特会。有机会我们要参与一个实体的。
And on Sunday, Pastor Ben and I and the ministers present, we're going to be praying for all the nations of the world. You know I love to do that, especially on the last day. And we pray for all the families around the world.
我们星期天也会为家庭祷告。今天晚上呢，感谢每位家人来参加我们的医治永留。
And it's going to be an extraordinary time.
明天呢，也是。
Make sure to tell anyone else who didn't hear about it and who didn't join us today. Want everyone to be a part of this.
明天。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
We're going to do a song.